It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy. It's the madcap, daffy, fractured, ding-a-ling, ring-a-ding, loony, zany, size-splitting, rib-tickling, slap-happy world of...
My main music man, Vince Vinyl, on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Stay on, and I'm running, but you're getting away. music right there from Rob Thomas and a track from his new solo album. Rob Thomas, of course, from Matchbox 20, out on his own these days, and man, I like that track. This is How a Heart Breaks. The King before that, the host at Graceland, even to this day, Elvis Presley and a hunk of burning love. That one for Miss Mago. Want to give a shout out to Megan Fulton. Got a birthday coming up tomorrow. She's a regular around the station here. One of our assistants who you hear us talking about from time to time. Many happy returns to you, Mago. I'm Vince Vinyl, and it's 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. Now, this message from KCUF-TV.
Had enough of all those cop shows? Of course not. That's why you'll love the Cop Channel. Constant cop shows 24 hours a day. Tonight at 8, Tyne Daly teams up with the world's smartest police dog on Cagney and Lassie.
Okay, Slimeball, hold it right there.
All right. I'll do whatever you want. Just keep that thrilling mutt away from me.
Don't you call my Lassie a mutt?
I was talking to the dog.
Then at 9, Richard Simmons hits the streets of San Francisco as an undercover cop in an all-new Dragnet.
Up against the wall and spread them, bucko. Ooga.
At 10 o'clock, he's bad, he's blue, and he's taking Sesame Street back from the bad guys. He's the Rookie Monster.
Hold right there, creep. Me see you. Drop cookie and move away from jar.
So come check out the lineup tonight on the Cop Channel. Constant cop shows 24 hours a day. It's positively arresting.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
Good evening and welcome to the Squalor Show. Hey, look out for that shit on the floor. Whoops! Well, we've got a filthy show for you tonight.
Yes, it's Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. KCUF, 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek.
Come on, baller. Here, on a hit on a hit of it. Here, on a hit on a hit of it. Here, on a hit on a hit of it. Here, on a hit on a hit of it. Here, on a hit on a hit of it.
Again.
Ball, ball, ball. Here, on a hit on a hit of it. Here, on a number, 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 number. Here, on a hit on a chicken water. Here, on a hit on a hit of it. Here, on a hit on a hit of it.
Have you ever heard of a wish sandwich? A wish sandwich is the kind of a sandwich where you have two slices of bread and you. Wish you had some meat, ball, ball, ball.
Here, on a hit on a hit of a. Here, on a hit on a hit of a. Here, on a never, never, never love. Now, on a hit on a hit of a. Here, on a hit on a hit of a. Here, on a hit on a hit of a. I got a hit on a hit of a. Here, mama, 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 mama.
The other day, I had a ricochet biscuit. A ricochet biscuit is the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce back off the wall into your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry. Bow, bow, bow.
Here, on a hit, 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 on a
hit, on a hit, on I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Bow, bow, bow.
Here, on a hit, on a hit, on a water. I got a hit, on a hit, on a water. Here, mama, 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 shoo, mama, mama. Here, on a hit, 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 on a hit,
What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit? Bow, bow.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you. Everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even how hard you try, keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. Will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall.
Question if you know what I mean, but it's all relative. Even if you don't understand, well, it's all understood. Especially when you don't understand, and it's all just because. Even if we don't understand, fingers at me, and say that I said not to believe. Ah, but there you go once again. You missed the You say that I said not to believe.
always crazy like that.
That's Miss Jewel right there, and a track from her debut album. And man, wasn't that a nice one. Foolish Games, the name of that track from Jewel. And we heard from Jack Johnson, the surfer dude from Hawaii, and It's All Understood. And a track from Linkin Park was In the End. Chris Isaac did a bad, bad thing. And the Blues Brothers started us off with Rubber Biscuit. Howdy, folks. I'm Vince Vinyl. Happy to be with you on a Wednesday evening. Where are we? June 14th. We're a week away from summer, and it has been a bit of a funny spring, has it not? Mild today, but a little bit overcast, even some drizzle on Monday and Tuesday. But the KCUF weather forecaster tells us that good things lay ahead, warming trend towards the weekend, maybe even 90s on Thursday or Friday. Yahoo! 92.9 FM, it's KCUF, Boulder Creek. I'm Vince Vinyl, and had a chance to get up north on the Redwood Run this weekend and saw some great live music. One of the guys I saw was Dave Mason. Got a track from him just ahead. Hang on, be right back.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004, between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star Emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh my God, oh my God. I've locked myself in my car and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am,
oh my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay, it's just that the windows are rolled up and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, oh my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks or...
Yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hun.
Oh my God, you know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always on, because you're always blonde.
Hi, this is your personal nurse on KCUF. Hope you can catch my show weekdays at noon, here on the hottest sounds in town. I talk to celebrities, experts, discussing sex, love, relationships, and health issues for KCUF listeners. My guest in the studio last week was Dr. Jessup Belfruitcake, a senior fellow at the Boulder Creek Human Sexuality Research Facility. Dr. Belfruitcake fielded several phone calls on a wide variety of issues. Here's a sample.
Hi, I'm Janine from Newport Beach. Here's my question. My husband's a slob. How can I get him to clean up his act?
If a person is nasty, they're just gonna be nasty. You're not gonna take somebody and make them over. He wants to wear the same damn underwear. I know men to wear the same damn underwear for a week at a time and won't even change that damn underwear. Does she think she's gonna change him? She's not gonna change him. The only thing she's got to look forward to, he's gonna get worse.
Hi, my name's Connie from Long Beach. My husband constantly wants sex. What should I do?
Well, just let her say no. Say, hell no. I don't want it, and that's all there is to it. Go stick it out the window.
Hi, my name's John from Detroit, and I had a question. My wife wants to go to a nudist colony for a vacation. What do you think?
She wants to go to a nudist colony? What does she want to do? See some new penises? Is that the idea? She wants to take a good look at a whole array of penises? God almighty. What people won't do. She's not satisfied with the one she's got.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I have a big dilemma. I'm in love with my boss, but my boss is married. What should I do?
His wife ought to come up there and beat the out of him. That's what should happen, yeah.
Had a chance to see this guy this weekend. Under a full moon, up on the Eel River in Northern California. Great show. Here's Dave Mason.
Looking all around me, what do I see? Lots of changing faces and lots of things to be. But I'm happy just to be a part of all I see. As I turn round to look at you and you look back at me. We'll be right back.
don't feel me here anymore.
The worst is over now, and we can breathe again. I wanna hold you back, steal my day away. There's so much left to learn, and no one left to fight. I wanna hold you high and steal your pain. 'Cause I'm broken when I'm open, and I don't feel like I am strong enough. 'Cause I'm broken when I'm lost, and I don't feel right when you're gone
it.
distracted by the dreams of our own. And nobody's happy while feeling alone. Knowing how hard it hurts when we fall, we lean another ladder against the wrong wall and climb high to the highest rung to shake fists at the sky. Others have excuses, I have my reasons.
With so much deception,
it's hard not to wander away. It's hard not to wander away.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. There you go, music as the message. I'm going to write that one down and use it later. Others have excuses, but I have reasons why. Nice track right there from Nickel Creek. And Seether was before that, and a track called Broken, a song that features Amy Lee from Evanescence. And her boyfriend in Seether. Dave Mason started us off with Look at You, Look at Me. Howdy, folks. It's Vince Vinyl with you on the hottest sounds in town, KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek. Just about 11:30 on a pretty nice Wednesday, but the good weather is still ahead of us. The official KCUF weather prognosticator tells us that we could see temperatures high 80s, maybe even into the 90s on Thursday and Friday. Yahoo! Got about a half an hour left, so I'm going to pack some good music into the next set or so. Make sure you stay with me. I'll be right back. Just got to do this.
You're a fat, disgusting pig. You couldn't get laid if your life depended on it. But this is a beer commercial, and you know what that means. It's tits and ass beer, because nothing sells beer like tits and ass. So let's get this straight. A fat, lazy, greaseball scumbag like you can just sit on his ass while wild women fall all over him. How? Just by drinking our beer. That's how. Hey, if these guys can get some, maybe you can too. Tits and ass beer. Buy our beer. Buy lots of it.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Every so often, an opportunity comes along that is truly once in a lifetime.
Sign here, please.
Yeah, sure.
The Fine Print Mint proudly introduces the American Bimbo Collection.
Oh, great! Marla Maples!
Each month, you'll receive a classic American Bimbo, lovingly handcrafted by the artisans of the Fine Print Mint. There's Jessica Hahn, Donna Rice, Robin Givens, Rob Lowe, even Ted Kennedy. And each Bimbo is crafted from material as cheap and tacky as they are.
Look, Dad! Her head was hollow!
Collect them. Swap them, put them on a pedestal, and then knock them off. Your family will spend hours admiring the amazingly accurate detail on each and every bimbo.
Look at the bongos on that one, son.
And if you act now, we'll rush you the complete Steve Garvey collection, including all his illegitimate children. To order, send your check to 12 Easy Pieces, Post Office Box T&A, Jigglemore, Colorado, for the American Bimbo Collection.
Great, Dad. Hi, Dad.
It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy, it's the madcap daffy fractured ding-a-ling ring-a-ding loony zany side-splitting rib-tickling slap-happy world of
My Main Music Man, Vince Vinyl, on 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Hauled down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable. So we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Tank of gas, and I got your mama's ass in my hand. It puts a smile on her face as she turns and says, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
She reaches over high and puts her hand on my thigh. Oh my. As I step on the gas, things start to go fast at last.
Here we go.
They're screaming in the car, and we're bound to go far, you know. Ooh, they're screaming in the car, and we're headed for the stars, I know.
Ooh, you know too.
Ooh. She whispers in my ear, and it makes it very clear that's nice. There's something growing fast, and it's starting to stretch my pants. Oh. She starts to lick my neck and kiss me on the lips so fine. She goes, pull over, baby, it's time to get crazy, oh my. Oh! The screaming in the car, and we're bound to go far, you know. The screaming in the car, and we're headed for the stars to know. Every time, ooh, so fine. We got the seat back, listen to Lepo Cat in time. Ooh, ooh, the car was rocking pretty good, and you know it should. So fine, ooh, there's nothing fine when the screams are getting louder than mine. Oh, here we go. Screaming in the car when you're bound to go far, you know. Oh, you know. The screaming in the car and we're headed for the stars, you know. You know. Oh, screaming in the car and we're bound to go far, you know. Screaming in the car and we're headed for the stars, you know. Looking good, you know, so fine. Ooh, you don't know what you do to me, baby.
That's Lebo Cat right there, our friend Joey Cimino and Lebo Cat. And a nice little Delta blues sound and tune in the midst of a pretty hard rock album from Lebo Cat. That's a track from their second album called A Full Tank of Gas. Mark Chestnut was before that, and Bubba Shot the Jukebox. I just love that line about gun control, or what do you mean reckless? I hit just where I was aiming. Evening, folks. I'm Vince Vinyl with you on the hottest sounds in town. It's KCUF 92.9 FM Boulder Creek. About a quarter to 12, closing in on a Thursday, closing out a Wednesday night. And I don't want the day to end without wishing many happy returns once more to Mago, Miss Megan Fulton, an intern around here that you hear us talk about from time to time. She's got a birthday coming up tomorrow, and it's a work day, so probably won't be much going on for Megan's birthday, but the weekend is nigh, and we'll probably tear it up. Guess I told you, I'm Vince Vinyl. Got about another 15 minutes. Be right back.
Oh, hello there. I'm Newton Ames, talking to you on behalf of the Monolithic Oil Corporation about today's energy situation. You know, if we all just sacrifice a little, we can pull together to beat the current problems of not enough energy. And Monolithic is doing its part by killing most of the birds that nest around our beautiful oil refineries. Birds eat up a lot of food, and as everyone knows, food takes energy to grow and prepare. So the fewer birds there are, the less energy will be wasted. Now, how can you help? Well, if there are any old folks around the house, just set them outside at night. This looks like a long, hard winter, and the fewer people there are, the less energy demand there'll be. Leaving the old folks outside is nothing new. The Eskimos do it all the time. And they know a thing or two about surviving in cold weather without much heat. You betcha. When you drive, Don't take your foot off the gas for stop signs, red lights, little children, or anything. A smooth, steady driving technique is the most economical. The cost in human lives, suffering, and property damage will be more than offset by the savings in gasoline. Now, I hope these tips have helped you become more aware that the blame for today's energy situation is on your shoulders and your conscience and not ours. Monolithic Oil Corporation, we want you to pay.
Is there anyone?